think we could consider libraries as some kind of social hub, because there's a lot of people who are not working anymore, and I think they can feel some kind of isolated in society. And the way to be in a library, to see people, maybe not talk with them, but be with them, and with a special mood for searching, is very, very important and fundamental. I think you can be either in some place and have the same kind of interest to something and try to open your mind. And it is not just to occupy your brain, your thought. It is to share something. And on the other hand, having somebody, people, the staff working in libraries, who knows everything about the place, they can guide you, they can talk to you, they can share experiences with you. And I think that's very important to elevate the degree of knowledge. It's not just reading or knowing, it is sharing as well. I'm in touch with Bibliothèque Sans Frontières, let's say a library without frontiers. And at the same time, I've been working a lot and still working on refugee people in the camps and so on. And we all know that time is very long when you're waiting for something else in your life, such as our people in refugee camps. So they take a small library with access to internet, books, and it's a sort of social place where people in the camps can come and have access to knowledge, to books, to internet, maybe have a link with the family somewhere in the world. I think nowadays the world is somehow dangerous. It is somehow a world where people are isolated. Maybe sometimes they are far from their home, far from their friends or family, and sometimes they are not working, they are isolated inside, let's say. And I think, therefore, libraries where you can be one in the world and linked to the world are very, very important to make people together and speak and share things together.